Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now is Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Tuesday afternoon, and we do appreciate you having us on today. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and drop it in and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, FDOT says drivers will encounter traffic disruptions today. A three-month closure of Stacy Road. This is between West Quintet and Coweta Roads got underway while crews installed a storm drain system. Traffic will be detoured along Highway 95A and Coweta Road. The road, by the way, expected to reopen by Tuesday, July 1st. Pensacola Bay Ferry System has returned to another season of operations, but with only one ferry. The Turtle Runner is back on the water. Still unclear when the second ferry, the Pelican Perch, will return. Pensacola Bay Cruises will operate its regular Fort Pickens, Pensacola Beach, downtown Pensacola service on Saturdays only. The ferry will run on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from Memorial Day through Labor Day. And UWF is expanding at the Port of Pensacola. The Pensacola City Council prepared to vote on a new lease at Warehouse Number 8. That space will potentially become the UWF Center for Watercraft and Vessel Engineering. The university is funding the program to the tune of $13.9 million.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty, let's see. South Florida Democratic State Senator Rosalind Osgood wants to see a basic bill of rights for inmates. She called a press conference to discuss Senate Bill 358 covering the treatment of inmates in the state correctional system. Osgood says inmates deserve certain rights like air conditioning, three meals per day, and basic toiletries. The bill in question would allow relief for deprivation of rights and would revise the definition of permanently incapacitated inmate.
614 News Radio 92.3 personal finance website Wallet Hub compared the 50 states to help people determine where to live to achieve a more relaxing life. Florida, by the way, not one of those stress-free states. It's nearly the opposite. Florida placed ninth in the most stressed states list, seeking 51 out of 100 top 10 stressed states in the U.S. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, the worst. We'll start with the worst and work our way down here. The worst, New Mexico at number 1, 2, Nevada, 3, Louisiana, 4, West Virginia, 5, Mississippi, 6, Tennessee, 7, Arkansas, 8, Alabama, 9, Florida, and Oregon comes in at number 10.
Wow, all right.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with some more state headlines in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that is betternestegg.com. Let's see what we got here. Roads were starting to clear up as they typically do this time every afternoon. And it looks like at this time there's not much going on other than maybe some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, sitting at 70 degrees, low of 57 tonight. Going to have some patchy fog in the area this evening. Tomorrow, sunny day, high of 79, low of 59.
Could Florida undo one of its post-Parkland laws? Eben Brown has the report.
Laws passed in Florida following the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School raised the age to own long guns from 18 to 21, with exceptions for law enforcement or military. The changes were championed by victims' families, though Second Amendment advocates warned they would pursue legal remedies. And now a bill to lower that age back to 18 has passed through committee and goes to the Florida House of Representatives this week. The state Senate seems to be moving a bit slower on it, and the bill, if passed, would need to be signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Funny that he mentioned Governor Ron DeSantis because he's trying to get other governors on board with changing the Constitution. DeSantis was in Montana and Idaho yesterday to meet with their governors, and together they're calling for a balanced budget amendment to be added to the Constitution. He says it would impose much-needed fiscal restraints on the federal government and adds that Congress's refusal to stop their reckless spending not only threatens our national security, but also mortgages our children's future and erodes the American way of life.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is calling for cops across the country to help them find and arrest over 1 million illegal immigrants being targeted for deportation. The target is in really very apparent in the state of Florida. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has this report from St. Augustine.
We joined many traffic stops that ultimately ended in immigration-related arrests. Now, we joined the St. John County Sheriff's Office along a very busy stretch of Highway 95 just along south of Jacksonville. Now, this was a joint operation with federal partners, including Customs and Border Protection, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, as well as Homeland Security. Now, one of the stops started as a routine traffic stop for speeding, but it ended with the arrest of several illegal migrants because federal agents found two men in the car with active ICE removal orders for deportation.
And here's something wholesome, I'd say. Two congressional sneakerheads are hoping to restore the soul of Congress. Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz and Texas Republican Wesley Hunt are co-chairing the Sneaker Caucus. Its aim is to unite lawmakers with a shared love of sneakers to find common ground and foster bipartisan cooperation through community events. It's kicking off in May with a Sneaker Day event on Capitol Hill. I got to tell you, this sounds goofy, but I'll take any kind of civility, diplomacy across party lines that we can get.
618 News Radio 92.3. I can hear our listeners out there right now. Boy, it must be a slow news day over there. Okay, the 2025... Clover pick a bowl, fill a bowl, raised nearly $69,000 from MANA. Good stuff.
Wow,
here. This is really good stuff. Money raised from the event will provide the equivalent, get this number, 41,400 healthy meals for neighbors in need located in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Good for those people. That's good numbers.
100%. 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a deep dive into some national stories for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The East Coast Writers Association presents the Books by the Bay Festival Saturday downtown in Museum Plaza from 10 till 4. See booksbythebay.info for more. The Palafox Market is open Saturdays from 9 till 2 at both the Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Check out items from talented vendors who grow, make, or create. See visitpensacola.com for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, before we jump into the stories, I just want to remind you, if you're thinking about buying or selling that home, here's your numbers today. Just forwarded to me. Mortgage rates a little higher this afternoon, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.77%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.17%. Stocks ending up today amid hopes the president will implement tariffs. And those tariffs, if he does elect to go in that direction, not as broad as originally thought. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher amid another sharp drop in consumer sentiment data. Consumer confidence slipped in March as Americans' view of future conditions fell to the lowest level in more than a decade as they worry about income, business, and job prospects, according to the Conference Board. Tech and financials gain, and shares of Trump Media and Technology Group popped 7% after the Truth Social parent announced that it will partner with Crypto.com to launch a series of exchange-traded funds. The Dow winners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Merck, and Home Depot. The Dow rising 4 points. The Nasdaq higher by 83. S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Vice President Vance will travel to Greenland on Friday. He made the announcement in a video posted on X. The White House had previously announced that Vance's wife, Usha, would lead a delegation there. That prompted backlash from Greenland and Denmark. But the Vice President said, quote, "I didn't want her to have all that fun by herself, and so now I'm going to join her."
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on here. Do have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also, maybe had a little bit on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that has seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 57 tonight. Going to be patchy fog this evening, so be careful on the roads. As for tomorrow, sunny, high of 79, low of 59.
I think the VP was just going to check on his wife and make sure nothing would happen. They were crazy on that trip.
Right.
Let's go party in Greenland. Why not? Okay, vets needing free benefits. I want to pass this on, make sure you know about this. It is available now. The Escambia County Veteran Services Office providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis at no charge. No appointment is required. Here's the number, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com, or you can do it in person. 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex. And you know, there are things you need to know about, especially if you're recently divorced. Different forms, all kind of different things you need to know about. Jenny Casola has an explanation on tax tips 2025.
Did you and your spouse split last year? Here's what you both need to know when filing your taxes. I'm Jenny Casola with your Fox Business Tax Tip.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you formalized a divorce at any time up until December 31st, then for tax purposes, you are considered split for the entire year. This means you'll now file as single unless you qualify as the head of household or remarried before the end of the year. If you had children, things could become more complicated. CPA Bill Dendy says parents can alternate who claims a child.
The custodial parent can give that right in any tax year to the non-custodial parent, and they can agree amongst themselves on when does it make more sense to have the child on one return and not the other.
Jenny Casola, Fox News.
And the 114th anniversary of New York's deadly Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire being commemorated today. As always, family members read the names of the 146 victims, including 123 women and girls who died in the 1911 fire. Flowers were laid at the factory site, 23 Washington Place in Greenwich Village, Wally Bell told. The garment workers, most of which were immigrants, lost their lives because doors to exits and stairways were locked to prevent theft, and the fire gave rise to unions and transformed labor laws.
627, News Radio 92.3. More evidence that Americans are increasingly pessimistic about the economy. Lillian Wu has an explanation.
Consumers haven't been this anxious about the economy in more than a decade, according to the latest consumer confidence numbers, which have fallen for the fourth month in a row. The Conference Board reporting its monthly confidence index of current conditions slipped more than forecast to 92.9, a 12-year low. The 7.2-point decline is the steepest drop since August of 2021, and driven by those 55 and older, spread across income groups, as their views of future business conditions and job prospects grow increasingly grim, rattled by the administration's trade wars and persistent inflation worries. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And an Oscar-winning Palestinian director has been released after being arrested by Israeli forces. Hamdan Bilal, who won an Academy Award for the documentary No Other Land, was allegedly beaten by West Bank settlers and then arrested. His Israeli co-director, Yuval Abraham, posted on X this morning that Bilal is free and is about to go home to his family. He also claimed that Bilal had been handcuffed all night and beaten in a military base.
Boy, the Democrats have really lost trust in Schumer. They continue to question Schumer about his actions about supporting Republicans. Ryan Schmeltz has the latest for us this afternoon.
Chairman Pete Aguilar, the third-ranking House Democrat, dodging questions from Fox News Radio about having confidence in Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I have confidence in the leadership in the House and the Senate. I have confidence in the leadership of Hakeem Jeffries guiding the House Democratic Caucus. That's our focus. I'm elected by them. I'm not elected on I'm not running for Senate leadership of any kind. They don't need me to opine on any of that.
Some Democrats have raised the idea of new leadership after Schumer voted to break the filibuster on a Republican-led bill to avoid a government shutdown. Schumer says he isn't resigning and has argued a shutdown would be 15 or 20 times worse. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And President Trump is reiterating his support for his intelligence officials. He called National Security Advisor Mike Waltz a very good man during an ambassador's meeting at the White House just a day after a report revealed he was included in a group text discussing war plans. Trump said they will look into the use of the encrypted messaging app Signal after the incident, and Democrats are, unsurprisingly, I would say, wanting involved officials to resign.
News Radio 92.3, federal agents made a big bust in Atlanta in a joint operation involving immigration authorities. Here's Eben Brown.
The FBI says they've taken 21 people into custody in Metro Atlanta Monday. Other agencies like the ATF were noticed in photos of the operation posted by the FBI to social media. They aren't releasing names of who was arrested, but did reveal at least one firearm was confiscated. The operation is believed to have been immigration-related and may have involved U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE, which has been conducting raids in and around Atlanta in the past month. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Just to remind you, another dry week here with drought conditions all the way through, we do know, through Friday. Florida Fire Service says to monitor outdoor burning as wildfires are extremely active. Today, there are 67 active fires burning more than 28,000 acres across the state. Coming up in 7 minutes, we're going to dive into some sports on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is responding to the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic magazine mistakenly being included in a group chat that involved top national security officials discussing plans to strike Houthi rebels in Yemen. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
He repeated what we'd heard from a lot of top officials today, that nothing shared in that group chat was classified. He did not weigh in on whether the rest of the messages should be revealed to the public, saying that's a question for the military. He indicated he'd rather have his team communicate in a very secure facility.
Democrats have criticized the leak as incompetent and dangerous. An executive order by President Trump aims to overhaul federal elections.
President Trump is ordering proof of citizenship for voter registration list used
in federal elections and requiring states to only count ballots received by Election Day. Federal law already prohibits non-citizens from voting.
That's Fox's Jared Halperin. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Grocery chain Kroger countersued rival Albertsons today, further escalating a legal fight between the two companies after the collapse of their proposed $25 billion merger that was blocked by courts back in December. Regulators had noted that the deal would have led to higher prices for shoppers. Sale prices for homes in the biggest U.S. cities increased at a slightly faster than expected pace in January, according to the latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller measurement. According to the 20-city index, prices accelerated at an annual pace of 4.7%, which was an increase from 4.5% in December and slightly better than the Dow Jones forecast. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow and S&P 500 up slightly. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 83 points. U.S. crude oil futures for May also up slightly, sitting above $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. In the semifinals, the New York Golf Club upset the Los Angeles Golf Club, and the Atlanta Drive Golf Club also pulled off the upset against the Bay Golf Club. In the SoFi Cup final led by Patrick Cantlay, the Atlanta Drive Golf Club took a 1-0 series lead over the New York Golf Club. It's a best of three, and Atlanta will try to win it all tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, with two opportunities if necessary. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league. It's sharp and it's electric. 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing playoffs on the line golf with 24 of the best players from the PGA Tour. Tonight, the inaugural season champion will be crowned. New York Golf Club versus Atlanta Drive. Matt Fitzpatrick, Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Cameron Young taking on Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, Billy Horschel, Lucas Glover. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern for TGL, only on ESPN and ESPN+. Keep up. It's golf.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked about this wild breach of operational security by the White House National Security Team. Huge story. Also, some of the things the Trump administration has been doing right that don't get reported very often, and a few that they're really doing wrong. The Escambia County Commission taking up the question of funding the Chappie James Memorial over the counter advice of the TDC. You can listen to all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Catch all of Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA tournament on our sister station ESPN Pensacola. Thursdays, beginning at 6, BYU goes up against Alabama. Maryland clashes with Florida. Arizona takes on Duke, and Arkansas rumbles with Texas Tech. The NCAA tournament is presented by Shrimp Basket, Emerald Coast Coins, Bamboo Willys on Pensacola Beach, Paul's Hardware, Florida's Finest Structures, and Buggy Works. A News Radio 92.3 sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM.
I'll be running high.
now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
.537 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Perfect day. This is the kind of afternoon you want to take your dog out for a walk. As we get into the warmer temperatures through the season, I'll continually remind you about dogs' paws and the hot asphalt. Don't walk them on the hot asphalt. But today, perfect day to take old Fido out there for a walk.
Yeah.
And it's not going to burn his paws at all or her paws at all. It'll be a real nice day. Let's go ahead and jump into it and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, SpaceX launching, preparing to launch, actually, its first private human spaceflight mission from the Kennedy Space Center. SpaceX will live stream next Monday's 10:20 p.m. That's Pensacola time, by the way. Fram 2 mission on the SpaceX account. The launch schedule could change, so keep an eye on SpaceX's social media feeds to keep up to speed in terms of when it will be going off. Also, I want to remind you, yesterday we had the thrill. Of course, we were here, and we hear the sound of freedom, the Blues flying down the 10 freeway. They're back home. We're glad about that. Glad they're safe. And they're getting ready to launch their practice sessions beginning in 11 days, Wednesday, April 2nd, from the flight line at the National Naval Aviation Museum aboard NAS Pensacola. And don't forget, Santa Rosa County Animal Services have new operating hours. So you might want to jot this down here if you need their services. Monday through Saturday now, the shelter provides care for approximately 3,500 lost, displaced, and victimized animals every single year.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
We'll kick things off here with actually a headline that came out just a little just a few moments ago. Russell Wilson, legendary quarterback, future Hall of Famer, heading to the Giants. Now, this is very interesting for two reasons. One, the Steelers are one of the biggest teams being talked about in regards to their future at QB, and the Giants were previously being talked about that way as well, especially in regards to getting Aaron Rodgers. With Russell Wilson now getting the Giants, all the Steelers have in their quarterback room, at least as far as recent moves made, is bringing back former Steeler Mason Rudolph. So if they were not already a front runner to get Rodgers, logic dictates they would have to be heavy favorites now.
All right, let me set up the kind of day for you. The Celtics extended their winning streak, and Devin Booker helped the Suns settle the score against the Bucks. Jared Hall is in with Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Update.
Tatum fires over Sabonis. It's a four-point play opportunity, Jason Tatum is clutching his right ankle.
NBC Sports Boston, Sacramento's Domantas Sabonis was called for a flagrant one foul on the play. Celtics leading scorer Jason Tatum was able to go to the free throw line where he made one of two shots but then exited the game with 25 points. Tatum helped the Celtics beat the Kings 113-95. Boston, which won at Portland Sunday, has won six games in a row, improved its record to 53-19, the Celtics second in the Eastern Conference, four and a half games behind the Cavaliers. The Indiana Pacers ran their win streak to five games with a 119-103 win over the Timberwolves. Tyrese Halliburton led Indiana with 24 points and 11 assists.
Book gets it. Racing past Lopez. Rising up, gets the look.
Arizona Family Sports. After Devin Booker hit a go-ahead jump shot for the Suns with 2 seconds to go, Phoenix kept Milwaukee from overtaking the lead. The Suns won their fourth in a row, 108-106 over the Bucks. Kevin Durant scored 38 points for Phoenix. Coby White scored 37 points for the Bulls, who got 26 from Josh Giddey. Chicago won at Denver, 129-119 over the Nuggets, who played their fifth straight game without Nikola Jokic.
three-time league MVP, out with an ankle injury. Franz Wagner scored 32 points for the Magic in a 118-106 win against the Lakers. Lakers got 32 from Luka Doncic and 24 from LeBron James, but Los Angeles has lost 7 of its last 10 games. The Mavericks beat the Nets 120-101. Raptors over the Wizards 112-104. The Pelicans topped the Sixers 112-99. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Alrighty, and also want to give you another reminder about March Madness. Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA men's tournament is on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
Okay, and not to forget, tomorrow night, Lakers-Pacers, ESPN Pensacola, tip-off right at 6. That's going to be a killer game. Really is. Okay, the 2025 Congressional Hockey Challenge coming down in the nation's capital. Ryan Schmelz has the details from Washington.
Politics on ice, but it's a cause that's far from political. The 2025 Congressional Hockey Challenge puts officials from across the political landscape against a team of lobbyists. The teams are raising money for a number of causes. According to organizers, since 2009, the game has raised over $1 million, including for organizations that promote hockey in the inner city and money for the Tampa Bay Warriors hockey program, a disabled veteran organization that's, quote, focused on improving the physical and mental health of our members. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And just mentioned the men's tournament a moment ago. Well, one of the most notable players in women's college basketball will be sidelined for the remainder of their tournament. ESPN reporting that USC star sophomore guard Juju Watkins suffered a torn ACL during the team's second round contest and is set to undergo season-ending surgery. She was injured while driving towards the basket during the first quarter of USC's win over Mississippi State last night. The top-seeded Trojans heading to their second straight Sweet 16, where they will face Kansas State on Saturday.
Boy, talk about a disappointment.
Right.
She's
easily, I would say, top three, probably top two biggest names in women's college basketball right now.
642, News Radio 92.3. Sean Miller will leave Xavier to coach over at Texas. Joe Morgan does have the latest.
The Texas Longhorns have turned to a big name to lead their men's college basketball program. After leading Xavier to the NCAA tournament in two of the last three seasons, Sean Miller was named the 27th head coach of the Longhorns on Monday. During his 20 years as a head coach, which includes 12 seasons at Arizona, Miller has gone to the Sweet 16 eight times while making four Elite Eight appearances. Miller's Musketeers defeated Texas last week in the first four rounds of the tournament before losing to Illinois on Friday. Miller replaces Rodney Terry in Austin after he was informed Sunday that he would not return to lead the program after three seasons. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All righty, Luigi Mangione asking for a laptop in jail to view documents related to his case. Mangione, of course, being the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. According to a court filing, Mangione's lawyers are asking if he could be given the laptop solely for documents. He would not be able to communicate with anyone through the laptop, and it would not be able to connect to the internet or run any kind of entertainment.
Okay, here's something for you. The FBI launched a task force on Monday to investigate protesters who were setting Tesla vehicles and charging stations on fire in Austin, Texas. Fox's Brooke Taylor reports from Texas on what officials have discovered so far since launching that task force.
Officers early Monday morning, they responded to reports of these suspicious devices. They said they're flammable. They called in the Austin Police Department's bomb squad. This same dealership on the north side has had protests for weeks now. These protesters say they are part of this group called the Tesla Takedown Movement. And according to its own website on March 29th, so this weekend, they're calling it a global day of action. The website, though, says they are promoting these peaceful protests. They're against any of this violence and vandalism. But, of course, we're going to keep an eye on it to see if that's what happens.
Okay, 644, News Radio 92.3, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, provided a surprising answer when asked what America's greatest national security threat is. Kevin Urinsky has more.
Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford recently told the Fox News Rundown podcast, "The biggest threat to our safety may be America itself."
I think one of our biggest threats to our national security and to our open society is our open society. And it's something that our adversaries know and they leverage against us.
One of those adversaries is China. who Crawford feels we're currently in a Cold War with.
Much like we were with the Soviets. But this one, I think, is a little bit higher stakes. And I think China has had the luxury of hindsight and being able to learn from the mistakes that the Soviet Union made.
Crawford says we must maintain good relations with allies in the Western Hemisphere and give them a credible economic alternative to Chinese investment. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fox.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. We actually do have some backups, though, or did, if you were traveling northbound on Dr. MLK Jr. Drive. That was if you were coming from Cervantes, but that has seemingly cleared out. As for Navarre Parkway, that was another spot where we had some issues traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that is clear as well. As for the weather on the local scale, 70 degrees, low of 57 tonight with some patchy fog, so be careful for that. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful Wednesday, high of 79, low of 59.
And look for green flags to fly along the coastline for the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Looking real good. Taking a snapshot of the national weather picture, the West Coast preparing for warmer temps as a massive storm system is brewing for later this week. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Record-breaking warmth will be the story over the West ahead of the next storm system later this week. Temperatures will be soaring well into the 90s to near 100 degrees for parts of the Southwest. Heavy rain and mountain snow is going to move into the Northwest midweek, and some of this energy is going to travel across the country, setting us up for the potential of another major severe weather outbreak over the weekend, including tornadoes. So stay tuned to Fox Weather for your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And a hearing taking place in a Manhattan federal courtroom to determine if a House committee can gain access to Columbia University student disciplinary actions. The House committee is investigating anti-Semitism on campus, and the suit was filed by 8 Columbia students. One of the plaintiffs is Columbia grad Mahmoud Khalil, who's being detained for his role in pro-Palestinian protests.
Okay, here's something to put down on that calendar for the weekend coming up. The Family Promise Bed Race to End Childhood Homelessness is coming up on Saturday, 10 to 2, over at Fountain Park in Seville Square. Proceeds will benefit Family Promise of Escambia County, which, by the way, helps the homeless and needy in our community. For more information, just go to fpesc.org.
And Disney World facing a lawsuit in connection to a 2023 upskirting investigation. Disney employee Jorge Diaz-Vega admitted to taking over 500 upskirt videos over the years, calling it a guilty pleasure. He has since been released on bail. The girl in this case was only 14 at the time, and her family has filed a lawsuit against Disney claiming negligence. They are seeking $50,000 in damages.
What do you call it, a pleasure, or what kind of pleasure?
A guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I guess he did. What a sicko. Okay, sample ballots for the April 1st special election have been mailed. Yeah, don't hold back. Tell me how you feel about that.
Yeah.
Vote by mail ballots must be returned to the Supervisor of Elections office no later than 7 o'clock next Tuesday, Election Day. If you want to receive your ballot in the mail, visit EscambiaVotes.gov/vote-by-mail or call them 850-595-3900.
And a story we've been keeping track of, has Governor Ron DeSantis kind of given his thoughts on it now? He says that he has spoken with President Trump about moving NASA headquarters to the Space Coast. That was the subject of a bill filed by Florida's new U.S. Senator Ashley Moody. DeSantis says that there is already an expansion underway at the Kennedy Space Center, and he believes that could save taxpayers $500 million and have people in the agency where the action is.
Okay, tomorrow the Senate Pre-K-12 Education Appropriations Committee is going to take up SPB 7030. That bill would make changes affecting public schools and voucher programs. The bill would also use an educational enrollment stabilization program to provide supplemental money to address enrollment changes in voucher programs.
All righty, 6:50 on the nose here. We'll take one final break. When we return, got some business headlines for you, and maybe, if there's time, a couple more frivolous headlines as we bleed you into this evening. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Find out about WSRE's 34th Annual Wine and Food Classic coming up this weekend. This marquee walkabout tasting will feature local chefs and the Crescent City sounds of the Corey Leonard Zydeco Band. Sip and sample Creole-inspired cuisine and vote for your favorite dish. Hear more about this event and other happenings from WSRE-TV tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, 6:53, News Radio 92.3. Some toy makers with production chains in the U.S. may benefit from President Trump's tariffs. Here's Lauren Simonetti.
This fall, the Toy Association predicts toy prices will rise between 15 and 20% because of tariffs on China, where the U.S. gets 8 in 10 toys that we sell. But there are a small number of U.S. toy makers that are seeing a rise in orders because their items are tariff-free. Simplay 3 in Ohio is one of them. Here's their e-commerce director, Marshall Murdo.
The American consumer benefits because they're not going to see an additional $15 tacked onto a $100 item. Our prices are going to remain the same.
Simplay 3 has been manufacturing plastic slides and playhouses in Ohio for 8 years. Now they find themselves in the sweet spot of a trade war, and they don't have to raise prices. In Streetsboro, Ohio, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And an FBI task force has been formed to investigate recent attacks and vandalism against Tesla. The FBI said in a statement it's urging the public to exercise vigilance and look out for suspicious activity. Attacks have become common since Tesla owner Elon Musk began cutting federal jobs through Doge.
Head of the U.S. Postal Service has resigned over fears of privatization. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told the USPS Board of Governors to search for a successor. DeJoy's departure comes weeks after he struck an agreement to allow Elon Musk's Doge to help the agency cut costs and remove bureaucratic red tape.
And since we're still under the Elon Tesla umbrella, Tesla sales are taking a hit in Europe. Reports claim that sales for the electric car company plunged 43% in January and February from a year prior. Market share is also down sharply, and the decline comes as other EV manufacturers saw their sales rise by double digits.
All right. As President Trump works to preserve TikTok's future, concerns remain over the risk imposed to children online. Alexandria Hoff has more on this trending story.
Fox on Tech.
Last year, lawmakers grilled the CEOs of Meta, X, Discord, and TikTok on the harms being done to children. The Senate Judiciary Committee held another hearing on digital danger, saying the problem has only gotten worse. An example, sextortion scams targeting kids. One of the parents who served as a witness, South Carolina State Representative Brandon Guffey. His 17-year-old son took his own life after being inundated with social media threats by an overseas criminal posing as a girl.
The predator not only attacked my son Gavin, who was 17, but also began to extort my 16-year-old son, my 14-year-old cousin, and then myself. One of the messages I received read, "Did I tell you that your son begged for his life?"
Committee members from both parties argued that a bill that passed the Senate last year with strong bipartisan support would have at least helped protect children online, but say it died in the House because of relentless lobbying by big tech. With Fox on Tech, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One last quick check of the roads and weather here. Nothing looking too bad on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Speaking of staying safe, we do have some patchy fog this evening. So if you're driving late tonight, be on the lookout for that. Right now it's 70 degrees. Tonight's low is 57. Tomorrow going to be a sunny, beautiful Wednesday. High of 79, low of 59.
Very interesting afternoon. It really is. Thanks for having us on News Radio 92.3. Medical experts suggest there are links between sleep quality and appetite. Kind of thought this one. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Two things in life you can crave, sleeping and eating, may work together against you if you don't counteract them. This according to experts at the Cleveland Clinic, who say if you're not getting all of the rest you need at night, you may end up eating more. When you're deprived of sleep, your appetite hormones can be thrown out of balance, and that may cause you to eat more the next day. And you want more unhealthy food when you're tired. The Cleveland Clinic suggests creating a regular nighttime routine for going to sleep and getting up around the same time each day if possible. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
You know what? And since she was talking about food there, the delivery app DoorDash now offering customers the ability to finance their fast food purchases. Texas financial strategist Bill Dindy, critical of the move, saying that it's preying upon those with bad credit. He says if you have to finance your burrito, it's time to take a look at your spending habits and make some changes. The latest report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found that the nation's debt levels are on the rise, and car buyers who are seriously delinquent on their auto loans are at a 14-year high.
Well, excuse me a second. I got to get a loan so I can get my food here.
That is a cry for help, probably.
Yeah, probably so. France has updated its travel guidance for French citizens heading to the United States. Travelers are now required to declare their gender assigned at birth when completing visas or ESTA applications. The updated guidance from France stops short of the more direct warnings issued by countries like Denmark.
Mm,
I guess they have a pretty rough one.
And New York City,
I'm not familiar with Denmark's policies.
Yeah, me neither. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams criticizing one of his opponents in the upcoming mayoral race. Adams took aim at former Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday, saying that Cuomo mishandled the COVID crisis in the state while he was governor. And Adams believes that there was a racial disparity on how vaccines were handed out under his watch, with the mayor saying that brown and black communities were given the short end of the stick.
One major airline increasing fees on reward cards for those seeking access to those luxury lounges. Tom Graham has more.
United Airlines announced Monday the cost for an individual United Club membership is going from $650 to $750, or 94,000 points per year. Also, only the pass holder will be able to access the lounge network, though the airline is creating a so-called all-access membership tier that lets customers bring up to two guests, but it'll cost you $1,400 for the year. Airlines have seen an increase in demand for lounge access following the COVID pandemic. Travel has rebounded and many passengers are seeking a more comfortable experience at the airport. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Okay, just a couple of minutes now before 7, News Radio 92.3. Go on out there and try it. Your luck at Mega Millions. It's rolling tonight.
Emphasis on try and luck.
Good luck on this one. $344 million. $161.5 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. But that's not all. Tomorrow night, you can try it again. Powerball, $484 million, $228.1 million. That is your cash option. Of course, drawings for both of these nights, 10 o'clock. Play wisely. Good luck to you. That's going to wrap it for Austin Price. I'm Chris Bryan. Thank you so much for having us on. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3. Have a great night.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.